The 2023 budget is just another budget that tries to fix the mess caused by years of poor governance and corruption. You know, we accept the fact that this massive bailout for Eskom is very necessary, but it is a direct result of the disastrous Medupi and Kusile projects, which have been mired in corruption and maladministration for years now. So the terrible cost of this bailout to South Africa emphasizes the need to, really get rid of the corrupt networks and the criminal activity that is taking place in this country, and certainly in state capture. The reports have spelt this out. Organized crime is getting worse. Our police services are not delivering, and yet we don't sense the budget is taking care of these big and real issues. Despite the fact that there's a little bit of money, additional money allocated to law enforcement and the criminal justice systems. It infuriates us to see another billion rand given to SAA, another 2.4 billion rand going to the dysfunctional post office. These are entities that should be privatized. Government should get out of these businesses, quite frankly. They've cost us far too much in the past, and they're going to continue to cost us because they are going to always be poorly managed, as much as we'd like to think not. And one thing that really does concern us is this extra 300 million rand that's given to political parties. This has gone up substantially over the last number of years. We know after the ANC Lekgotla, they indicated that they needed more money and they were going to go to Parliament and ask for more money. And now, the minister has just handed this out. I mean, on what basis do we have to bail out political parties? We know the ANC is broke, but this allocation of funds to political parties is unacceptable. So this budget really shows us again that we need improvement in governance.